I suppose there's nothing more sweet and innocent and a symbol of purity as a baby lamb. And yet it was the lamb that was required as a sacrifice for Passover. And in the days Israel was in Egypt, and on the night that they fled from Egypt and were delivered from Pharaoh, the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and the lintels shielded them from the angel of death that went throughout all the land of Egypt. The lamb is a symbol of sacrifice. One time in Jesus' day, there was a man named John the Baptist. John the Baptist had a religious convention, you might say, a preaching convention, and he was baptizing people, and he moved up and down the Jordan River, sort of like a continual camp meeting. It says all Jerusalem and all Judea came out to hear him and to be baptized. So Jesus came out there to that baptism and was walking about. I guess it was a time when there wasn't any actual baptizing going on or preaching, but John was hanging out with some of his disciples there, and this is what happened. It's in John, the first chapter, verse 29. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man preferred before me. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water." And John bore record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it stayed upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God." Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What do you seek?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where are you staying?" And he said unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he was staying, and abode with him for that day, for it is about the 10th hour. The Lamb of God is a name for Jesus because he is our Passover sacrifice. It is by his blood he shed on the cross that we are saved from death and hell. Without him, we remain under condemnation. With faith in him and in his blood which he shed, we have the forgiveness of sins. For in that act of taking up the cross and offering himself, he paid the penalty for our sins, and we have just to repent, to believe, and to receive Jesus, that we may have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you for Jesus, who is your Lamb, the Lamb that was sacrificed for the sins of the world, that takes away the sins of the world. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for making that sacrifice for me. You didn't leave me in my own sinful condition. You didn't let me just lie in the bed that I had made, but you rescued me. You forgave me. All possible because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.